Wow. So there's good purpose in this. That's why the Spirit of God came to bring tribulation upon them. And this tribulation, he says, okay, you won't keep the Day of Atonement. I'm going to force you to keep the Day of Atonement. You're going to be so sick to your stomach, you can't have a bite to eat without throwing it overboard. This is what has happened. In the last 2,000 years under Pentecost, we have seen a famine of hearing the word. It started out in the early centuries where more and more they took the word away from the people. First of all, they took away the right to think for themselves and to discern for themselves. They took away the right to approach God for themselves. And they said, if you want to approach God, you must go through a priest. And if you dare come up with any word from God that is not through the priest or not sanctioned by the priesthood, we're going to burn you at the stake. What is the result of that? They removed from the people the right to approach God directly. One-on-one relationship. From then on, the church became a bondwoman that did no longer have the relationship of Sarah with Abraham or with Rachel and Jacob, but rather they became a bondwoman like Hagar, and in another sense like Leah, which had a lawful relationship with Jacob, but it was not a love relationship. So you've got all these Old Testament signs, and the church has become that, become a bondwoman, not a free woman. And we've come to the time where God is saying, cast out the bondwoman, because the bondwoman and her son will not inherit with the son of the free woman, the Isaac. The church has produced Pentecost, which is a precursor to tabernacles. It has produced an Ishmael, but it has not produced an Isaac. But God is about to produce an Isaac. But the only thing you can do first is you've got to get rid of the wheat. You've got to get rid of Pentecost. So what do we find? After they had eaten, is it verse 38? Yeah, there we go. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. Now there is the real end of Pentecost and the true beginning of tabernacles. And it comes because now they have had a forced fast of the Day of Atonement, but now they are also coming into a jubilee. They have finally fulfilled it. They have fulfilled the prophetic patterns laid down in the law back in Leviticus 23. Finally. Not by choice, but because the Spirit of God, the wind, has been a tempest which has forced the church into doing this.